Joshua chapter 6, verse 3. God tells Joshua, this is what I want you to do. Gather together all the armed men and march around the city. That's the instructions. And God's request, you know, they don't always make sense. When God tells us how to do something, sometimes it's going to look a little crazy. Sometimes it might not be logical. It might not feel like this is efficient. It might feel like there's no precedent. This has not been done before. Who has ever taken the armed men and just marched around a city? And that's dangerous. People from the top of the wall could bombard the troops. And so God is basically challenging Joshua to trust me. Will you still trust me? When I ask you to do something that looks and sounds outrageous, can you imagine Joshua trying to convince all the armed men, this is a great plan, this is from God, we've got to march around the city? Will you still trust me? See, this is what Jericho represents, and for our lives as well. There's a lot of things we do relying on God without even realizing it. Like when I pick up a pen and write a note, I'm relying on God for my hand and my brain to work, and that is reliance on God, but I don't always feel that reliance. Well, there's situations in life we face at Jericho where we know the only way the walls are coming down is if God just does something so incredible, because I could never tear those walls down. I need God to do it. And maybe you have a situation like that. The important thing is to listen to him. When he tells Joshua, get the armed men and march around the city, do that. See, the only way Jericho comes down is if Joshua is listening to God and following him on the steps. Even if it's not logical or precedented before, he's got to trust him. It's the only way victory is coming. Fully trust God today. It's the only way a lot of victories will come into our lives.